In the pregame show, we talk now with Franklin Regional head coach Brad Midgley. Coach, the Panthers have had a tough start to the season, but have won 3 of 4 entering tonight's game. Is the team starting to put together a little bit of a run as of late?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we lost a couple of close games in the beginning and middle part of the season, and we kind of had to talk a little bit about not using that excuse of being a young team anymore or just wanting to be in games. And, you know, we kind of buckled down a little bit in practice time and just talked about having the confidence to go out and win games and make plays late. And, you know, we've been able to do it the last couple games.
Yeah, out of the last 4 games, the only loss is a 1-point defeat to section leader McKeesport. You know, taking a silver lining from that game, was there anything you saw from your team that night that impressed you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go into an opponent's gym like McKeesport with a good crowd and people screaming down on you, and it was a high-intense game the entire time. So, you know, for us to play the way we did, you know, I was extremely happy. You know, you want to win the game, but whether you get that 1 point or not, you play the same pretty much. So for us to have a young team and play the way we did in a hostile environment, I was happy.
Now, you mentioned from the beginning of the season you didn't want to use the excuse of being a young team any longer. What have been some of the differences on the court that from the beginning of the year up to this point now late in the season?
Well, I think a lot of it's just a comfort level. You know, we pretty much only had 2 guys back that got any varsity time before. So, you know, a lot of it was new to us. You kind of saw the deer in headlights look a little bit, especially late in games. And we kind of got comfortable with each other to the point that we could trust each other a little bit more. And we weren't afraid to make mistakes and try to make plays at the end of the game. And, you know, just like any young team, it starts to come along. You know, eventually it's going to happen. You just don't know when you're going to turn that corner. And hopefully that means the last 2 weeks we have.
Junior Todd Summers has been a very important player for the Panthers this season. Tell us a little bit about him and what makes him such a good player.
You know what? He's you know, the heart and soul of our team. He's our engine. You know, he never gets down on himself. He's a guy that's going to play extremely hard from the first tip to the last buzzer, and he's a good leader for us. You know, he's a guy that you know, he rouses the guys up and tries to get them going. And someone makes a mistake, he gets on them and makes sure that they're ready to make the next play. And you know, just as far as his experience too, you know, he's a junior, but he's a 3-year varsity guy for us, and he's been in the battles. You know, he's been on playoff teams, he's been in playoff games. So for him, he just does every little thing he can out there and kind of lets us you know, lean on him a little bit.
With Summers being the most experienced guy for the most part, who are some of the youngsters that have played a role this season as well?
Nate Leopold has really stepped up for us. He's a freshman. He's at 22 and 24 the last 2 games. And he's starting to come into his own a little bit. And with Robert's going down 2 weeks ago, he's kind of been forced into a role to step up and score a little bit more for us. So the confidence he has shown and the poise he's shown as a young guy has been phenomenal. We've also had a junior, Ben Ramey, step up for us. He's been a consistent starter for us. And, you know, same thing, has really shown a ton of leadership. Whether it's a good game or a bad game, he's always saying the right things to the guys, and he's had some good games for us. And then the other guy that started the most is a guy, Jake Robert. He was a successful kid on the football field, a running back for the football team. And, you know, he's kind of brought a certain attitude over with us, as a defensive presence that, you know, he knows he's not going to make a lot of plays on the offensive end, but, you know, he's picking up the other team's best defender and dogging him all night.
And tonight the Panthers host a Gateway team that defeated the Panthers earlier in the year. Is there anything you take with you from that game that you can improve on tonight, or maybe use, you know, to kind of improve upon things on the court here and pull off a victory tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you go into your first section game, there's a little bit of a filling out process. The dynamics of our section are a little unique. Not everyone's going to play the same way every night. Certain teams are going to press certain teams. Certain teams are going to play zone against other teams. So, you know, we had to feel that out. And you know, we had a couple spurts in that game earlier in the season where we had trouble scoring. A couple spurts where we turned the ball over too much. So hopefully, you know, after a couple weeks and working on some things that we're able to take care of the ball a little bit better. And I think if we can get more possessions and more shots up on the rim, that it'll give us a better chance.
And the Gators always have a strong front court, and this year's no different. You know, how does your team try to handle that front court of the Gators tonight?
I think we've got to be fundamentally sound. You know, they're a big team, they're an athletic team. We have to make sure positioning is important for us, that we find guys to check out, that we make sure we can test shots and try to get them to shoot the ball over us. You know, if we find ourselves behind them and on their back, that's where they start to get some and-ones and some momentum and things. If we can keep them on the other side of the hoop and they're shooting the ball over us and we're getting box outs, then we'll be okay.
That's Franklin Regional head coach Brad Midgley. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thanks, you.